Look at verse 2 of Romans chapter 12. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So the way to be accepted then is to be transformed. Be different than the way that you started. I don't know if you've ever seen locusts. They start like these little beetle things, and then they land on the branch, right? And then they start to change, and you realize that there's a shell, and there's something inside the shell, and the back of it pops open, and then this thing pops out of the larva that looks like a beetle, and it's wings, and then this creature flies away. You know, caterpillars and butterflies, same idea. We're to be transformed. And that's point two. Are you different as a result of your faith? I know I'm different as a result of my faith, because I talked to people who knew me before, and they're like, well, get a load of you. You know? I know people I talked to last week, and they go like, get a load of you. Boy, Fraser, when you came here in 2007, you were like that, and now you're like this. Some people, you know, you're still here. You know? Do you think different? Is your mind renewed? It really matters. It really matters. In this church, we've studied through the book of Ephesians before, preaching from the front in the Bible study on Tuesdays. Ephesians chapter 4 tells you this in verse 20 about the way that we learned Christ. Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to the former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. That's a good word. Colossians, also been preached from, been studied in the Bible study. When Christ, this is chapter 3, verse 4, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. All the stuff that we love instead of God is idolatry. So nobody here, I presume, bows down before little metal idols and goes, oh, please make me rich. Oh, please make me rich. You would say, that's idolatry. I won't do that. But the Bible says, serving your passions, doing what you used to do, living the way you want to is idolatry. So serious. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these, you too once walked when you were living in them, but now you must put them away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk. So you're not... Did you hear that? Does anybody understand the high, high bar that we fall short of? Put away anger. Wrath. Oh, I'll tell them what for. Malice. Slander. And obscene talk from your mouth. I figure that's not just cuss words, it's jokes. I figure it's everything when the other people go, oh, come on. Right? If you tell a joke and you have to do this first, maybe that's not for you. If you say things and the person next to you goes, you know, over the glasses, really? Is that as far as we've gotten in this? Do not lie to one another, seeing that you've put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. So, Romans, be renewed. Ephesians, be renewed. Colossians, be renewed. Put off, put to death, put away. These are the languages that the New Testament is bringing out of there. Do you think that the work of God is meant to deliver us from sin? I do. Deliver us from the penalty of it. Deliver us from the grip of it. Deliver us from living in the desire to fulfill it. We're supposed to get out of there. Did you just think that it meant to keep on sinning because we're forgiven? Like, I can do this and I know I'm forgiven for when I do it again. Right? I don't think actually anybody thinks this thought. But we practice this idea when we give space to sin in our life. So if you know what sin is and you know that it shows up, why is it there? Why is there not a war against this thing showing up in your life? And I'm not saying submit yourself to the scrutiny of the other people around you, although God says that nothing in secret will remain hidden. But what I'm saying is in the battleground of your mind, have you determined what sin and that it can't be there? And to change. And to say, God, I know I need to change. Please help me. And when you're struggling in it, to turn to a sister or a brother in Christ to say, I struggle with sin. Will you pray with me? Because that's what we're called to do and to the kind of people we're supposed to be. So when we live without any fear that sin offends God, there's something wrong there. But I'm not looking to tinker in everybody's life and to tell you what my standards are for your life. We all know, because the Holy Spirit is letting us know, we all know that we need to change. And the Scripture says that when you come and when you're holy and acceptable, it'll be because you're being transformed. So have you signed up to be transformed in this place? It's really important. And sometimes that's not in the recruiting brochure of Christianity.